So what we think it would be very important to do if this ascites sponge test was going to be useful would be not only to identify people with Barrett's esophagus, but to risk stratify them. And the nice thing is that you can couple this ascites sponge cell collection device with any biomarker that you choose. And so what we're now doing in our next study called BEST2, just being funded by Cancer Research UK, is to try and apply risk stratification biomarkers to our ascites sponge. So for this, we're taking people with known Barrett's esophagus in a case control study design. We'll get better estimates of sensitivity and specificity of our diagnostic biomarker for Barrett's TFF3, but we'll also apply risk stratification biomarkers and see if they're as good as the dysplasia readout that we get from endoscopy biopsies. We're going to look at the economics of doing this test and how we could license the technology to make this commercially available. One could also adapt the biomarkers to screen for squamous cell carcinoma, but that's another subject. So I think I'm aware that I'm talking to surgeons, and clearly patients who present with submucosal disease, T1 submucosal disease, need a resection. But there are those patients who have high-grade dysplasia and mucosal disease in whom endoscopic therapy has been advancing a lot in the last 5 to 10 years. And that, I think, begins to mean that if we can think about screening techniques, because we've now got something to offer our patients, which is less invasive than a esophagectomy. So this just shows an endoscopic mucosal resection. So if there's a focal lesion, endoscopic mucosal resection is recommended. Radiofrequency ablation is the newest form of ablation therapy, superseding photodynamic therapy, which has recently been approved by NICE and for certain indications, high-grade dysplasia and so on, with some randomized controlled trial evidence, so that you can remove the focal lesion and then ablate the rest of the Barrett's esophagus. And you can see that this patient segment has been almost completely obliterated, a little bit of an island of Barrett's there, which could then be touched up by a focal RFA probe. So I think these sort of less invasive interventions mean that screening detected Barrett's esophagus could have a treatment coupled with it.